In your face.
Well, multi-green room award-winning show Songs for a New World is back. It's going to be happening in August at Chapel Off Chapel with a live band on stage. And co-music director Mark Bradley joins us. Mark, welcome to 3CR.
Thanks for having me.
You must be so excited to be bringing this show back. The live band on stage won all those green room awards. What can you tell us about Songs for a New World?
Oh, it's just phenomenal. Jason Robert Brown's music is iconic. It's a music director's absolute dream. And to be doing it a second time, it's actually my third time. I've done it once in New Zealand as well. So to bring it back again, it's just amazing. It's fantastic. And there's a brand new, well, new-ish sort of orchestration with a whole lot of strings in it now. So it's even more lush.
Yeah, that lush kind of sound. And it's a big show, right? There's a lot of people involved in this.
Well, originally it's only four, so it's actually written to be very small, sort of individual stories from individual people. But Soundworks and Lauren and Ben, the director and choreographer, had this vision of expanding it and making it sort of universal stories that everybody can relate to, and so put more people in there. And Ben's one of the greatest choreographers in Australia, so they've taken advantage of that, and there's choreography and movement and lots of singing and lots of dancing the whole time. It's just amazing.
So tell us about some of these universal stories.
Oh gosh, well there's so many. Everyone is so unique and they're somewhat unrelated. On paper they're kind of, yeah, on paper they're not related, but when you put them together, they kind of all speak to sort of new moments in people's lives. One of the first ones is a person on top of a building questioning whether they're going to jump. And it's a story about essentially being frustrated with a partner. So we can all relate to that in some sense. And then there's one of a sort of a leader of a group of people on a ship, sort of carrying the weight of all their lives in their hands because they're the leader. There's love stories between two people. There's so much different stuff going on. It's too hard to say.
Do you have a favourite story in there and why?
I do. I have a favourite story. It's the song King of the World. I mean, it's also the best song to play, in my opinion, on the piano, so get to show off a bit. But it's a story sort of about someone in prison who kind of had all their hopes and dreams in the past, and for some reason now, we don't really know why, those hopes and dreams have kind of shattered and gone. And they desperate to get them back.
Yeah, wow. Okay, so that desperation, how does that kind of play out musically?
Oh, King of the World specifically, it's crazy. It's intense. There's lots of discordant moments. It's very fast. So, you know, the violins are all playing semiquavers the whole time, and it's very busy. The whole show, the whole orchestration has just been done beautifully by Jason Robert Brown himself, actually. And he's just able to just create all these different worlds with so few musicians. It's just amazing.
The show won all of these Green Room Awards.
Does that create
a pressure? You know, when you're bringing it back, I can understand why, because everyone wants to see it again. Does that create a pressure?
Yes and no. I mean, we are restaging the same show, but there are a whole lot of new people in there, so it is a new show as well. So there is a bit of pressure, but it's kind of, because I think the show proved itself already 2 years ago, so it's just nice to revisit it. And the new people are bringing some sort of great moments, great stories, and just a great energy as well. So it's nice to do the same but different kind of thing.
It sounds like Songs for a New World is kind of following you around. If this is the third time you've done it and you also were music director in New Zealand, I mean, wow, it must be such a big part of your life.
I do know pretty well, not off by heart yet. I mean, it firstly does require sort of a music director that can play the piano to the level that Jason requires. So it's not like a sight-readable show. Which is probably the first thing. You kind of need someone who can tackle it and lead all the musicians and teach all the vocals. But I'm also just drawn to it. If I ever, in New Zealand, I heard they were doing it and I nagged to do it. So I kind of forced my way in there. And that was actually the same thing here. Actually, when Soundworks announced they were doing it, I kind of nagged Ben Samuel, the producer, to let me be involved, and that's how I got it.
Tell us a bit more about this lure, you know, that it's like a magnet, you know? Tell us a bit about that.
There's specific shows and specific composers that are kind of sort of maybe non-theatre people might not know them, but they're sort of a theatre person's kind of gold standard of musical. There's a few of them around. There's like Ragtime and I just did Parade with Soundworks last year. These kind of shows that are on a pedestal within the theatre world. Gypsy would be another one. And Songs for a New World, Jason Robert Brown specifically, is kind of there in that it's such a challenge, but it's so musically satisfying when you sort of achieve it and get to perform it. Similarly to Sondheim, I think. You know, it might not sound perfect and non-theatre people might not get it, but as music theatre lovers and musicians and singers, there's just something about tackling something that's difficult but so well written as well.
It sounds almost like the Olympic Games of musical theatre.
Yeah, sometimes it is. With these composers, you've got to be able to, well, the singers have to be able to read music and remember it all and sing all the notes and sing all the harmonies. You know, the harmonies themselves are extremely difficult. And then the musicians, I'm very lucky to be able to work with some wonderful, wonderful musicians that can tackle, like Jason Robert Brown's writing for strings is super, super difficult sometimes. So having musicians that can tackle it. And there's a great guitar part, actually, in Songs for a New World that's very challenging. So, yeah, it's kind of the Olympic Games for everybody involved.
Rehearsals must be extraordinary. You're only a few weeks out from opening night. I'd love to be a fly on the wall during rehearsals at the moment.
Well, remounting a show, it's been really interesting because, you know, of the 16, 17, there's six new people, and so the rest of them know the show. So we, you know, it's been quite easy and quite fun to sort of remount it because it's almost less work. It's more work for the new people because they've got to catch up quickly, but it's just come together so beautifully, so quickly, and having sort of this foundation around everybody, like vocally and choreographically, has just been an absolute dream. Amazing voices. It's always electric in the rehearsal room because everybody's kind of like, whoa, you did that? Whoa. So, yeah, it's been wonderful.
So tell us about some of these singers that are just really hitting these notes and making everybody go extraordinary. Wow.
Well, the show opens with Taylor Muir singing, and she's absolutely wonderful. She's one of the tutors at Soundworks. Who else is there? Dan Hamm is one of our new people. He is kind of the diamond in the rough that we've found. He actually does our King of the World, which is amazing, and he is himself a phenomenal dancer. So, yeah, we've just got these great voices, great dancers, great singers. One of the final songs is called Flying Home, and it was originally sung by the Man One, because when it was four people, they're numbered Man One, Man Two, Woman One, and Woman Two. But we've got the wonderful Teo Vergara singing it. So we get to change the key, and their voice is just like so powerful. They toured with Jagged Little Pill a couple of years ago, the musical. And so we've been able to kind of switch around a lot of the songs, which has been great to suit some of these new voices. Yeah.
So Songs for a New World must feel like an old friend for you or a family member, you know? I mean, this is your third go at it.
It is.
It must feel like a really, really important part of your life and someone that you know and love well.
Yeah, it is. And they've actually been very, very different. I mean, Songs for a New World in Auckland, I did it with a company called Auckland Music Theatre, who before I left, I'd been doing shows there for sort of 10, 12 years. And then it was actually my first show in Melbourne as music director. So it does have kind of a special place in that sense. But also the songs keep popping up everywhere. You know, auditions, people just want to sing them at open mic nights. They're kind of songs that just always keep popping up in your life everywhere you go.
Do you find yourself singing along to the songs?
Yeah, I do actually. Yeah, it's kind of annoying. Jason, he's very complicated musically, but he knows how to write like a pop song and a hook. So everything is very catchy from like the singing, but also the actual instrumentation. The show opens with a four-note motif that reappears, I think, almost in every song. And when you hear it, you can't unhear it. So, little earworms all throughout the show.
Wow, so you actually can't get it out of your head.
Correct, yeah.
What's that like?
Well, it's kind of nice because I'm not just singing the lyrics, I'm singing the piano part and the violin part and the guitar part. So it's not too annoying.
Well, it sounds like an extraordinary production. Well, in fact, it is. It's won all those Green Room Awards songs.
I didn't win an award, though, which is a shame. But
oh, that's okay. You should just claim it anyway because you're part of it.
Exactly.
It's your third go. And you're obviously, as music director, an extraordinary part of this. You have a co-music director as well, Benjamin Samuel, yeah?
Yeah, well, Ben, when we first put the show up 2 years ago, I came in sort of halfway through the process. And so Ben had kind of created most of kind of where the vocals sat harmonically, who sang what, had expanded some of the harmonies, had kind of mapped out how we had changed a lot of the music. And so he's also the producer, so that's his kind of main job. But he did all that kind of initial work to begin with to kind of shape how the show is musically. And then I kind of came in and just ran with it and organized the orchestra and conduct the shows and all that, yeah.
Wonderful stuff. Well, Songs for a New World is happening at Chapel Off Chapel, August 5 to 10. Music director Mark Bradley, thank you so much for joining us today on 3CR.
Thanks for having me.
3CR. In Your Face would like to thank Thorn Harbour Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbour Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ plus communities and people living with HIV are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbour Health online.